board meeting together for the San Dieguito Union High School District, the special meeting, and we'll start out with protocol from Ms. Schultz.
Welcome to the meeting of the San Dieguito Union High School District Board of Trustees. If you wish to speak regarding an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker slip located at the sign-in desk and present it to the secretary to the board prior to the start of the meeting. When the board president invites you to the podium, please state your name before making your presentation. In the interest of time and order, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. The total time for agenda items shall not exceed 20 minutes. An individual speaker's allotted time may not be increased by a donation of time from others in attendance. In accordance with the Brown Act, unless placed on the published agenda, no action shall be taken by the board. However, the board may acknowledge receipt of the information, refer the matter to staff for further study, or refer the matter to a future agenda. In compliance with Government Code Section 54957.5, agenda-related documents that have been distributed to the board less than 72 hours prior to the board meeting have been available for review on the district website or at the district office. As a courtesy to all meeting attendees, please set cell phones and electronic devices to silent mode and engage in conversations outside the meeting room. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schultz. We will not be holding a closed session before this public meeting, and so now I will call the public hearing to order. And we will now convene a public hearing to receive public testimony concerning proposed trustee voting area plans associated with the district's transition to a bi-trustee area election system. Under California Elections Code Section 10010, the board must hold at least two public hearings prior to holding a public hearing to adopt a final trustee voting area plan. We will now have a demonstration from our demographer.
Good evening, board members. I'm Superintendent Dale Cabinet. I'm Jonathan Salt. I'm with Fagan Freeman Fulfrost. We're the attorneys assisting the district through the CVRA transition process. I'm joined by Justin Levitt, the Vice President of National Demographics Corporation, and his firm created the map options that you have before you today. I'll hand it off to Justin and kind of walk through this. We've been through this before, as you know. We'll work our way through this together.
So just a brief refresher, or perhaps first time for some of you who may be here tonight for the first time. What we're looking at doing tonight is switching from an at-large election system, the first one there, in which all residents of the district cast a vote for all five members of the board. Board members can come from anywhere within the district, and they're elected by all residents of the district to a bi-trustee area election system in which the district is divided into five individual trustee areas. Each trustee area votes for their candidate, and the candidates must live within the trustee area that he or she represents. Now, I'll make a couple of disclaimers. First of all, this does not affect the attendance areas. Students will still be going to the same schools that they currently go to, absent a separate process. In addition, it does not mitigate the board's fiduciary responsibility to all the children and all the families and all the taxpayers within the district. So nothing in terms of that changes. This is simply for the purpose of representation, electing the board. The reason why the district is looking at doing this is because of a statewide law called the California Voting Rights Act. Passed in 2002, the California Voting Rights Act has really kind of accelerated in the past year as a result of some changes the legislature made last year, AB 350, which gave jurisdictions a 90-day window to make the change, really reducing the amount of time that jurisdictions have to go through this process. And so, really, within the last year even, we've seen probably about 50 of these 140 school districts make this change. At least two dozen cities have made the change just in the past year alone. All in all, there's about 65 cities now that have made this change, about 170 school districts at last count. And the reason why the district is doing this rather than fighting this law is because the settlements have been quite expensive. And the cost we have up here, $4.5 million in Palmdale, $3 million in Modesto, these only are the settlement values. It doesn't include what the districts or cities spent on their own defense. You'll note that most of the jurisdictions that do fight these are actually cities because they have more resources that don't come straight out of the classroom when they try and they look how when they have to deal with these cases. So under AB 350 and other state laws, the jurisdiction has to hold at least 5 public hearings as part of this process. The school district, San Dieguito, has held 2 public hearings before the creation of these draft maps in order to take testimony and feedback on communities of interest. These were held in October. The initial draft maps, we had 3 of them, they were released on November 6th, and we had the first public hearing on them in November. We've held several community meetings and public hearings throughout the month of November. This will be the 4th of November. And we, as a result of these workshops and feedback, we've prepared additional 3 maps, the 2 blue maps and the tan maps, which we'll talk about tonight. After the board selects a final plan at their regular meeting on the 14th, the county committee will hold the public hearing within the district on the plan, and will have to give final assent to the change. Afterwards, the new districts will take effect for the 2018 and 2020 elections. In 2020, we'll be completing the census, and in following the receipt of new census data in early 2021, the school district, just like every other district that has made changes, will be looking at redrawing the boundaries to account for new population changes and shifts. Now, in terms of the preparation of these draft maps, all of these meet the basic legal requirements, we believe. And they're equal. In terms of those requirements, we have the requirements that the courts mandate. The first one is equal population. Districts have to have substantively the same number of residents, or trustee areas have to have the same number of residents within them. They allow you some deviation to account for things like growth or perhaps keeping communities of interest together. But the deviation, the difference in population between the largest district and the smallest district cannot exceed 10%. In addition, we have to consider the Federal Voting Rights Act. Race cannot be the predominant factor in drawing maps, but we still have to avoid vote dilution, splitting up a community in such a way that it could not exert influence in an election if it otherwise could. We have looked at this throughout all the plans, and we've taken that into account in drawing the boundaries. Where we really want to focus the debate is on the right-hand side, the traditional redistricting criteria, particularly communities of interest. We have a lot of variation here today in terms of the sub-districts, the elementary school districts, the attendance areas for middle school, for high schools, as well as the city boundaries, and other factors like major roads, lagoons, other visible boundaries or natural boundaries. And so these maps try to balance these criteria in different ways as we talk about the different maps. So just to give you some ideas of some of the communities of interest we've looked at, one of them was feeder districts. Here are the elementary school districts that send students to San Dieguito High School. We've also looked at the middle school attendance areas in the colors here, as well as the high school attendance areas in the red dotted line. We've also looked at the city boundaries, and not just the cities, but also the unincorporated communities within the district as well. And I'll say not all of these overlap with each other in precisely easy to follow ways. So for example, start with the green map. The green map looks at creating essentially two coastal districts, 2 inland districts, and 1 district in the south. In this plan, we really look at drawing the most compact districts as possible, particularly 1 and 2 in the north and area 5 in the south. Make sure in this map that each middle school attendance area has at least 2 trustees that have a piece of that attendance area. and that at least each trustee has at least two middle school attendance areas to the extent possible in their trustee area. Same with the elementary school district. Each feeder elementary school district has at least two representatives that have a part of that feeder district. On the other hand, in the orange map, one of the things we looked at trying to do was keeping cities together as much as possible. So, for example, we used the Carlsbad city boundary with Encinitas to distinguish areas 1 and 2 in the north, and we do the same with Solana Beach at Encinitas between areas 1 and 3 in the central part, especially as we go down into, again, Solana Beach and Del Mar between areas 3 and 4. The purple map looks at following the elementary school attendance areas and the middle school attendance areas as much as possible. This one creates two east-west districts in areas 3 and 4, districts that cross the length of the jurisdiction. And as you can see, this one has less of a connection to city boundaries. In particular, if you look at that Carlsbad and Sanitas boundary, it kind of ignores it completely in the north there. Same with other boundaries throughout the jurisdiction. I know some of the feedback we've received, we talked about a little last time, is about how some areas can't be entirely kept together because the population is too large or because of their location within the district. So, for example, in almost all of these maps, in fact, I think in all of them, the Carmel Valley Pacific Highlands Ranch area is divided simply because there's too many people that live in that area to keep it in one district. On the other hand, you know, some of the central parts, Cardiff, for example, in some it goes with the north, it goes with more of Encinitas, in other plans it goes more with the south, in other plans it goes inland, so you have more choices there.
After the last board meeting, there was direction to try to create a couple of additional looks. These three are still under consideration, but I believe Blue 1 and Blue 2 were created and released last week. And what they do is they merge the northern part of purple with the southern part of orange, and then with a tweak at the top near the Carlsbad area is how we got to Blue 1 and Blue 2. And then let Justin continue. So three new maps were created last week.
So, that's exactly what I was going to say next. Blue 1 is just the combination of purple and orange. Purple in the north and orange in the south. So we took areas 1, 2, and 3, and areas 4 and 5 from the two different maps, put them together, created the blue map. We had a request to look into a slight modification because the orange map really divides, or purple map, sorry, really divides Carlsbad. And so we created Blue 2 to keep Carlsbad together in the north and just treat it a little bit for more of Encinitas into one. So we didn't really tweak anything else. There are some very minor changes that bring all of the Rancho Santa Fe area together in three. Rather than following the elementary school boundary, we follow the boundary between the city and we follow the Carlsbad city boundary between them and Rancho Santa Fe instead of the elementary school boundary. So some minor changes between 2 and 3. But the real change is a few thousand people were added to 2 in the city of Carlsbad, and a few thousand people were taken into Area 1 from the city of Encinitas. We also produced the TAN map. The TAN map creates, a southern coastal district in the Del Mar, Solana Beach area, rather than more northward toward Cardiff. This map keeps the inland areas by and large together, the Del Dios, the Rancho Santa Fe areas. It keeps all of those inland communities together. This one creates two areas with paired trustees and two districts that would not have a current trustee that would hold elections in 2018 in order to fill those vacancies. And so this really brings it to you. We're happy to answer questions today. We're happy to take further direction in preparation for that December 14th meeting. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. And we're now going to go to public comments. And we have Steve Young.
Thank you. Actually, I'm Rogers, I can see.
Okay.
Okay, so my name is Steve Young. Thank you guys for being here, and the four board members, thanks for all you do. It's awesome. Okay, so you want to know which map do I like best? Okay, I like the tan map. Yeah, I'm going to go through. I don't know if you can put up the tan map up there.
Sure.
And I love that. I'm going to need that other slide, that traditional redistribution guidelines at some point, because I like that a lot. Okay, so the reasons I like the tan map is that it has two trustee areas in the north where there's heavy population, and it has two trustee areas in the south, and that's where I want to make a couple of tweaks in a second, that have heavy population and addresses some of the Carmel Valley, Del Mar concerns about having representation given the population, and the Pacific, whatever that Torrey Highlands area is called. And then it has a big area down the middle. So I like the fact they're compact up and down, control our population. But I think it needs just a couple tweaks, and you have the map up. And there's an area of Carmel Valley, and I don't know how you can see on the thing. So every part of Carmel Valley is in either Area 5 or Area 4, except this little area right here. Okay, so it's an area on your map. There's a natural canyon here called Gonzales Canyon. Okay. So for some reason, and I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, the area east of El Camino Real, which can you see on, I don't know if you have your computers, mm-hmm. but the area east of El Camino Real, south of Gonzales Canyon, and north of Del Mayans Road, and then they did something funny with Lansdale. But that little area right there is the only part of Carmel Valley that's not in Area 5 or 4. Okay. So, and even though they're only part of Carmel Valley, even though their houses, the housing developments are exactly the same as the ones across the way. In fact, there's even one line that goes through. A friend of mine was looking at it, and he said, I don't know exactly where the line goes, but it's down my street, and I know that has to happen. But it was just this small little pocket, and I grabbed this pre-dense, but that small little pocket's the only one that's not fire before. So, what my tweak would be, and I think it will result in a win-win-win situation, is if you move these people here into areas 4 or 5, either one, because Carmel Valley is here and part 4. So Carmel Valley would get a lot of representation. They'd be with Del Mar, which is a lot of the same schools, and they would have the opportunity to vote for candidates from Carmel Valley. And which I think, my understanding is, the whole purpose of the CVRA is to offer representative education, graduates that are opportunity to vote, right? Again, we want 30 more seconds, since there's no one else. I promise to wrap up. Okay, and the other thing to keep in mind is, when I looked at the negative deviations, 5 and 4 have negative deviations. So they can handle some more residents in this little area. Otherwise, this little area is basically might as well not have done this. And on the other maps, goes way up here. So if they add these folks to 4 and 5, the win-win-win situation happens. Because if you move most of these people to 4, for example, you could take this area 3, take the southern boundary down, and that would, since you're adding more people to 4, and you're taking away from 3, would increase the number of 3, reduce the number of 4, and offer Cardiff the opportunity, like you said, to share with Solana Beach. Because you can reduce.
Okay, so anyway.
And the other win-win-win thing is, if you look at the traditional redistribution guideline, it hits all 5 of them.
Thank you. All right, now we will close the public hearing, and now we can have discussion and questions and comments.
Seems like the green map on the bottom is kind of sort of, is that would more be inclusive?
The only problem with the, what
because I know you're talking about that little piece there, but I don't think.
Well, the green map, the problem with the green map, if I'm allowed to answer.
No,
I think I can explain what it was.
And then these two gentlemen can
and help out the difference with the green. And feel free to help me, guys.
Sure.
Let's see, where is green? So.
Can you put them on the screen?
Put them side by side.
There's green.
Okay. So that's green. So what the TAN map does is it has a lot of this area as part of the southern section, and this one does, and the green map does not. So when you look at them side by side, you can see that they're this one.
The TAN map up next to the green on the board.
You know, TAN has much more of PHR and Carmel Valley together, and it's this area he's talking about, whereas this is the area that he's talking about in the TAN map. So it's not quite the same. I understand what you're asking.
Yeah, it seems like that keeps just that little bit, though. I know what he's talking about. I think we even discussed that a little bit. But the population being so big down there, I don't, and the future population.
Which is, that's why we're under for those areas to allow.
Well, but then he is changing
so
area four.
If I could add a little bit to this discussion.
Sure.
Because I've looked at the population numbers looking at that area in the TAN map. There's approximately 3,500 people in that area, which is about 10% of the district population. That would put District 4 over. And so District 4 would have to lose at least 2,000, not 2,500 or 3,000 people to balance that off. And that would result in having to split Solana Beach. So if you're going to do the trade-off, that's pretty much the only place with population elsewhere along the border between 4 and 5.
I think that something else to keep in mind with the TAN map and just that little bit of Carmel Valley that's north of Area 5, that's inside Area 3, is that we also have a significant number of homes that are considered Pacific Highlands Ranch that are also in Area Number 3. So when you think about the density of population, there are quite a number of residents from the south in that Number 3 that are probably balancing out and would represent a significant block of residents, I think, in Area 3, because you've got quite a few homes in Pacific Highlands Ranch, quite a few homes, 10% of the district, in Carmel Valley, in that southern tip of Area 3.
Right, and that's quite a bit of growth going on, we know, right now happening in that corner of green above that. But so if I understand this, though, Mr. Young was talking about taking different sections away and putting them in, but so you're saying the only place to do that would be Solana Beach?
So I'm saying that if we're going to add this area, even just to this line, to Area 4.
4 or 5.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. Okay. You know, if you did it to 4, then 4, you'd have to do a three-way split if you did it at 5. Or you'd have to come in here, but there's no population, so you'd have to come down around. So if you did it between 3 and 4, let's just say, for the sake of example here, 4 would have to lose about 3,500 people, and so you could come in anywhere in Solana Beach, that would be the place to come in. If you did it with 5, again, you would have to, you put this into 5, then you'd have to come down around, which would go right back into Carmel Valley along the other way.
Can I just clarify one thing? Not to argue, just to clarify.
Okay.
So then I was going to clarify, since there was a negative variance of about 700 already, you can throw whatever negative variance in there without affecting your numbers, 4 and 5. And then the question would be, how much of Solana Beach would you be splitting? Because given the variances, you may be able to get right up to Vivian Valley or close to it. So the split may be within your 10%. So when you use the word split, then what does that mean?
Well, we need to find about 3,000 people to trade with.
Does the board have some questions on what's come up or some other questions?
Well, I guess two of them would be, one would be, did we receive any other public comments and how much were we able to get pushed out in
about
our changes?
Yeah, Mrs. Muir is holding that. So in your packet, we received a total of 4 emails since releasing those last few maps. The mic's really hot tonight. Maybe it's because there's not 100 people in here. So we have received a number of comments. One was very similar to Mr. Young's comments. And so if you look at those, I think it's from a Daryl Hall, very, very similar to Mr. Young's points that he raises. And then I think 3 others where people were just advocating non-specifically preferences for purple. Yeah.
Purple?
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah. And I have been playing phone tag with one of the folks who made some comments with concerns about the Pacific Highlands Trails, or I'm sorry, with the Pacific Highlands Ranch split. And so hopefully we'll connect tomorrow. But you saw his comments in a week and a half ago.
All right. Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Okay, on Blue 2 map, on many of these maps, I can't tell when the graduation cap sits right on the line between 2 color areas, where that school actually is placed. But if that school is in the orangey area, Sandiguito is in the orangey area, that means that the school that's left in Area 3 is Earl Warren only. The Rancho Santa Fe School District includes middle school, so Earl Warren is irrelevant for a really big segment of this map. In addition, on all the maps, the far north area of Rancho Santa Fe is attached to Rancho Santa Fe, I think, in every one of these. And many, many, many of those people who send their kids to our schools identify with La Casa Canyon, not with down south, certainly not with Earl Warren, but even not with with any of our schools in the south, Canyon Crest, Torrey Pines.
I think most people are going to Torrey Pines, from which it's from the Robin Road.
Not from way up there.
This little corner here?
Yeah.
What's the population up there, though?
Well, no, I have no idea.
It's not as dense, but again, one of the goals that we've heard is to try and have as many school boundaries within trustee boundaries, so that that sort of matches.
Yeah, so I can see that issue in blue.
So what is the answer to Earl Warren being the only, and that's in blue 2 and blue 1.
No, both blues.
In terms of the exact location of Sandiguito High School.
However, it includes the Oak Crest boundary because it includes Cardiff. So it's got an Earl Warren part of an Earl Warren boundary. The school is in, there's only one school that's Earl Warren in Area 3. But you have the Oak Crest boundary in Cardiff and the Earl Warren boundary in Solana Beach within 3.
Right.
So there are 2 middle schools in trustee Area 3, at least school boundaries.
I think it's important to remember that the physical location of a school site isn't a major factor here because what really matters is where those students are coming from. Mm-hmm. You might have the school site in one area, but most of the population might be living in a different one. This is just a way to give it different looks and create different kinds of accountability.
I agree. My only fear is that the people in the north area will feel a little bit disenfranchised because they're voting for candidates that are representing an area that they're not really a part of, not interested in. Just a thought.
My concern looking at the blue maps And I was the one that we were trying to come up with some compromises from some public comments, but seeing what a large geographic area we're giving to Section 4, Exit 4 on both blues, knowing that that's where the growth is and we're only looking at that population, I would fear that before we could get to, taking in the 2020 census into play, that would be a much larger population that we've set up compared to, many of the other ones, even 1, 5, whatever, because we know that's where the growth is. So now we've given that area, yes, room to spread out in, but I would be afraid that would get really, really large in comparison to the other areas. So that's my thought on that.
Yeah, I think definitely in 2021, we would be looking to
shrink that
area for.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the goal would be to come up with something
geographically
that only would have to be adjusted slightly when we get to that point versus trying to totally go through the process again. So I think that's what I'm grappling with and looking at this and also keeping communities together, because as we know, we can't keep everything together with the complicated large district that we have. And I know Carmel Valley's always complicated and has really strange elementary boundaries, et cetera. But that's my worry about the blue.
What about the purple map? Is it possible to bring the green over? You said that would push.
You're talking about this area here?
Yeah, yes. So how far up does.
I think that there's a good chunk of people in there, and Justin can better answer that question, but I think to capture sort of the south of Torrey Pines High School over towards the 5, that little triangle there, to capture that into Area 5, I think may throw the population too far, but Justin, what do you think?
Well, I certainly will. I mean, I think there's about at least 5,000 people in that area,
yeah,
if you take it back to the elementary school district boundary. Now, that could come out of the Del Dios area, for example, in exchange. But I know that, that Carmel Valley area, especially that central Carmel Valley area, is one of the most densely populated neighborhoods in the whole district. But maybe if I could just ask, because if we're trying to come to, maybe not a single map tonight, but a couple of different options or compromises between the different maps. One of the things that might be helpful is to focus on different parts of the district, separately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I can take your notes about different parts of the district and then maybe try to put them together. Because, for example, we had a lot of comments about tan and purple, about the southern end, Carmel Valley, but not on the north end. And so if we can maybe think about, what we'd like to see in a new map that we bring back next time.
Oh, that'd be good.
In the north, then we go through the different parts of the district and kind of, piece it together.
And you've captured all the comments on the bottom, and maybe we can work something out, take your comments, you're saying the north is good, and maybe bring it together. And let's look at where the Carmel Valley is. On this map, I can't tell by streets or where we're looking because I'm too far away. Where exactly would be, where is the most contention there? Exactly where is it?
On purple?
That's just because purple hits up there.
Yeah, the only thing that I've seen other than the comments that you've seen in that email and Mr. Young's comments are just a few questions about how we divide Pacific Highlands Ranch, knowing mm-hmm. that there's so much more population coming in,
right.
And that.
What's the street exactly? Because I'm trying to visualize it in my mind.
Yeah, it's really the if you can see where Pacific Trails is on that map, it's really that whole southeastern portion of the map, and going a little bit north of there, wanting to stay together. With the rest of Pacific Highlands Ranch, so those folks, and we had one person come to the community meeting who was trying to express
right.
that concern that they wanted to vote as a block in Pacific mm-hmm. Highlands Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other, really these have been the two comments about
yeah.
it, really the struggle in how we divide the southern part of the district.
Mm-hmm.
What areas do we keep together? Do we keep Pacific Highlands Ranch as one block and try to keep Carmel Valley as one block? And with, as Mr. Levitt points out, that being the most densely populated part of the district, it has to be split some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the question is how, and how
yeah.
far. And I guess to really condense those dueling concerns about the south end is, I think they're lamenting that the line comes too far south, that they wish that the line was a little bit further north, farther north, so that
right.
they could get all of their San Diego community. So basically, those who live in the city of San Diego in one or two evenly divided areas.
What about San Diego is right behind Torrey Pines? That's a street right behind it.
No, I'm talking about the city of San Diego.
Right, the city
yeah.
of San Diego. That's where the city.
No, actually, it goes it goes all the way up to San Diego Road. Actually,
yeah.
I meant, but that's like one of the boundaries there.
All of the whole area in the district is in Area 1, or Council District 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but
right.
when we're
right.
talking about the
city
of San Diego,
of San Diego.
It goes all as far north as San Diego Road.
Right.
Yeah.
92130.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City of San Diego.
Yeah.
Well, again, living in Carmel Valley like I have for over 20 years, it is the heart of what I understand about it is that we tend to build our communities around our elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I have been looking at those more carefully, because really it's such a family area. Everybody starts out with their elementary schools and goes from there. But it's more complicated than that, obviously, mm-hmm. because of the growth and how everything spread out. And the two districts, Del Mar and Solana Beach, then cross over the freeway. So I can understand how difficult this has been to come up with this. I guess looking at these, what I have issues with are more when I see something like little tiny blips of neighborhoods that are taken out, like little tiny ones that don't make sense, that don't go on the street line, like, for instance, in the purple map, where there's a part of it that just dips down by Ashley Falls Elementary and some of that. And I know that it was explained that's because the Solana Beach District does that. But I think for us to clean some of that stuff up that doesn't really makes sense if we see a street that's going through, and I think that's Del Mar Heights.
That is Del Mar Heights, yeah.
If we could, you know, follow those to keep those clean, because it's so confusing when people move to Carmel Valley and they really don't, you know, they don't even know where their schools are, or the school boundaries. And I know San Diego, we try to be clear with ours. So if we could be clear with streets and clear with that versus saying, okay, if you live on this side of the cul-de-sac, you're voting for this trustee. If you're living on this side of the cul-de-sac, you vote for somebody else. Those are the things I'd like to clear up if we can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was that,
I don't know if we can. I think without
was that, was
going
that part of the
this one wouldn't even
voting.
Involve our communities. I mean, wouldn't even involve population.
But was that by precinct, perhaps, driven when you were doing the mapping?
Well, this was driven by the elementary school attendance areas. They actually don't follow the roads precisely. They, you know, have parcels, literally parcels,
mm-hmm.
that are in Solana Beach that are only accessible via Del Mar. There it is, because they're cul-de-sacs, so that the school district boundary literally cuts through the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And so we followed in the purple map as much as possible that elementary school attendance area boundary, and so. There's just a few people. It's like 8 people in one block, you know, 10 people in
yeah.
another block that
yeah.
get caught up by this with individual
yeah.
homes, really.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's something that Trustee Herman noticed. And
I don't know. I guess I wonder how much, if the district line is there and it's an easy way to explain it, and they move there, live there, knowing that's where that line is, I'm just wondering how, I don't know, how can concern they're going to be about, whether they're represented or whether they're not the same as their neighbor. Or,
I don't know.
So that's the question.
Well, I think one of my frustrations is I was just really hoping as we got these, even initially with the first three, that there'd be something that just, okay, that makes sense. That makes the most sense.
Right.
And I feel like I could chase my tail on these for a long time. And I would love, advisement, say, really this one's probably the least practical because, boom, and just a little help. I don't know how much you're allowed to do that, but...
So one of the things that we could go through is sort of just area by area, kind of ask some just simple questions. Like, for example, to kind of move the discussion away from Carmel Valley, we'll come back. But, for example, in Carlsbad, Encinitas, in the north end of the district, does it make sense to use Carlsbad city boundary, or does it make sense to use some other street or...
Such as El Camino Real.
Such as El Camino Real, or the freeway, or whatever else we have here, as the boundary. And particularly, that also brings up the Rancho Santa Fe question. In all of these maps, we keep Rancho Santa Fe together. Would you like to see a map where Rancho Santa Fe is divided, maybe using one of the attendance area boundaries, like the high school attendance area boundary, or one of the major roads that cuts through Rancho Santa Fe?
Well, it seems to me if they're not so engaged with our middle school boundary, so the high school boundary or some other boundary would make more sense. It would seem strange to me to have a whole... a whole district that's sitting there voting for someone, if we're saying they're going to influence the middle schools, but they're none of their kids are in our middle school. It just seems like that's almost over-empowering.
And there was at one of the community meetings a Carmel Valley resident who I think was from Rancho Santa Fe and still has family there who did say, made that exact point, and that... perhaps it makes sense to divide Rancho Santa Fe for that very reason, since they don't show up until ninth grade for us. So, maybe it is worth looking into dividing that particular school district. So that was one person's comment.
So imagine we, just for sake of example, because this one keeps most of Carlsbad together, but not all of it, used El Camino Real and the green high school attendance area boundary to the extent possible as the boundaries for Area 2. That means that Area 2 would lose some population in Encinitas, but Encinitas is already divided in several ways. Would that be something you'd be interested in? Would that make sense in the north?
Meaning that the northern part of 3 would be in 2.
Yeah, and that little bit of one that's between El Camino and Area 2.
How much population is over there? That's my question. Is it seems like they're...
I really looked into it from Kazan Way to Blue, too, and it's about 2,500 people.
Okay. Is
So the Blue 2, I put in all of the city of Carlsbad, so it crosses El Camino just a bit. There aren't a lot of people on that side of El Camino.
So this is looking at the idea of keeping Carlsbad within that city.
Right, so all of Carlsbad is an Area 2 in this map. There aren't that many people west of El Camino in Carlsbad. It was an area that was under construction in 2010. I know there's a resort there now, a shopping center there now, but it was empty at the time. I think Green does that, actually.
So, I think the main question here is the board's interest to take these two rectangles that are above this green line, because this is the Torrey Pines La Costa Canyon border. Move this up into Area 2. Keep that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Or an option would be to
three more area.
I'm trying to think of some way to bring up.
Because it probably would move everything up.
We're going to deal with the south next.
I think it would make sense with how those communities relate to each other, where their kids go to school potentially. So, from what we're hearing, it would be an easier geographic dividing line.
Yeah. So, and what about Area 1? Sort of that Leucadia, Central Encinitas. Does it make sense to try to bring it down to Cardiff? Or is Cardiff, should Cardiff stay in a separate district from Leucadia and the Central Encinitas area?
Well, the person we had at the last meeting talked about the fact that Cardiff is kind of in a unique position because they are a part of Encinitas. They relate to Encinitas, but they also relate to Solana Beach. So they're, kind of caught in the middle, and it sounded like what the gal was talking about was including that whole area up and down the coast in the Cardiff area, in the Cardiff voting block.
It makes more sense to bring Cardiff into Encinitas. That's what I think, because they're in Encinitas. And I did talk to a few other people because I wanted to know what they thought. I called some people in Cardiff, and they said, well, we think for ourselves as being in Encinitas. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, and then Eric said, only 20%. We basically 400 kids this year, and he said not that many went down to Earl Warren.
See, it's not that it's not the number, but
right,
to us, but
right,
to them, it's a big percentage.
Yeah.
So to us, it's 100 kids, but to them, it's 20% of their enrollment. So I think it was the other way around. It was 20 kids, but
yeah,
it was that represented 20% of their sixth graders.
So when we're looking at that north end, is that a little more like what the orange map is, where you've got Carlsbad all within its number two, and then including part of Indiana?
Except you'd only be including the west side of Cardiff.
The coastal
well, Cardiff.
Really, mm-hmm.
And I think what we heard from them is they wanted all of Cardiff to be
they
together,
do.
Not divided
yeah.
by the five.
So,
but again, I mean, these are all requests. We don't know if they're all possible to.
Right. Because the trouble with this is that there is population, as we see in the green map and others, for an entire district in Encinitas, Leucadia, and New Encinitas.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in the northwest corner. Go back to green. That's in the northwest corner of the district. And so there's two sides of this boundary that aren't going to change much. Three sides if we don't really touch that El Camino boundary too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what dictates Area 1. Now, I think what we can do is we can, let's go to either orange or purple, either one. Orange is probably the best. And if we look at, purple. Yeah, sorry. what we could do is, if two is taking in some of Rancho Santa Fe, we can bring three in to get more of that new Encinitas neighborhood, the sort of central or the part that's east of I-5, east of the older communities. And that would take out a lot of some of the Rancho Santa Fe portion. It would keep Cardiff whole, keep it with Solana Beach, and take in more of Encinitas. So that might help mitigate some of those issues.
Kind of shift it over like that.
Right. So kind of because we're shifting two there, we can shift three into Encinitas a little bit more without even touching Area 1's boundary very much.
So then is the middle getting... So then what we would be doing... I know we're not there yet, but we'd be moving that one down a bit. Or
we would go up, and Fatu would go across.
Okay.
Into that divide Rancho Santa Fe, which we were talking about doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this would mean that balance would come within Encinitas, which would put Cardiff in with more of Encinitas, as well as continuing to be with all of the city of Solana Beach. And so that brings us to, I think, I want to focus on this area. I know we've used this boundary pretty much in all of these maps so far, where we've kept the Del Dios area and Rancho Santa Fe in separate areas. Sometimes, mostly the Del Dios area either comes across as it does in purple, or as an orange, it goes down into the west or to the eastern end of the district, Pacific Highlands Ranch, Torrey Highlands area. And I was wondering what you thought about that as a boundary. Is that a clear boundary that we should be looking at following? Is there another alternative in, or are there any other things we want to look at on the eastern side of the district? In the unincorporated areas or in the city of San Diego portion?
I guess part of it's knowing with the adjustments we've made, mm-hmm. where is that new
right.
line going to go? Mm-hmm. Because now that blue middle section has gotten much smaller. Mm-hmm. So are you talking about taking that and taking it over to the east? Meaning, because we've cut off the mm-hmm. top corner of mm-hmm. the blue, and then, so are you talking about making it more a crossover, or?
Well, let's say.
I mean, I'm not saying if that makes sense. I'm just trying to figure out what we're.
Let's say that this blue and gray boundary has not changed yet, because all the changes we've made only affect 2 and 3 so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we're looking at now 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even 3, 4, and 5 along this eastern portion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would there be any changes to this boundary that you think would make sense? Does it make sense to have a district that goes from Cardiff and Solana Beach into all the way across? Or do they have more of a community of interest with Del Mar?
Was it possible to push, because you push 3 up in that units, is it possible then to push 4 up the right, and then push 5 up a little bit, so it'd be more inclusive. Does that make sense? Go up.
Yeah, push
up. If you push 4 up into Rancho Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
maybe on the right.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Agree,
and then you could push 5 up.
So
this is, I'm just putting this up because this is not what it would look like.
Okay.
But I want to kind of use this because I think it's closer to what it would look like than the one we were just looking at. What we would do is keep 3 at the Encinitas boundary. So this area in here, west of or east of Solana Beach, east of Encinitas, would not be there. That would be in 4. And then what I would probably, you know, what that would do is unite the Del Dios and the remainder of Rancho Santa Fe. That we have this boundary here. I think this boundary makes to me it doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know about you, but the way it splits the city of Del Mar in particular is just kind of odd. It's a minor street there. And if we were to change that so that all of the Del Mar Heights area was in one district, we could take 5 up on the west side, or on the east side, sorry, a little bit more.
When we look at purple,
this one takes it up more on this end. This actually is the center here.
Mm-hmm.
We could actually take this back into 4, and we could take this probably, you know, as far as we needed to, coming from a different direction, if that was what your pleasure was.
I can't speak.
Sorry, Mr. Young, but the time for public comments was in the public hearing was earlier.
I got it.
I'm sorry.
Say two words.
Yeah.
If you do have additional comments, so please email the CBRA email account on the website.
So what are we talking about, like two or three more maps then? Or another two maps?
I'm trying to get to one that makes sense.
I guess I go back and forth, keeping Carmel Valley together because, you know, keeps the community together. But then we're so large, it's kind of like you have to divide Encinitas, so don't we have to divide Carmel Valley?
Yes. And I mean, what's going to happen?
We have to, because if we're trying to, right, exactly. Yes. We're trying to keep us all together, and then but we can't. It's a very large community. And so we have to find the natural barriers there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I think with Encinitas being five communities, and they're divided three different ways on every map. And so in the south end of the district, it, in some way, shape, or form, it's going to need to be divided.
Right.
I feel like we could spend a lot of time trying to do that, and then in 3 years after the census, it's going to get eroded. Somehow, because of the numbers.
So, if I could just maybe phrase it this way then. What don't we have yet that you want to see? You know, I've heard certainly Rancho Santa Fe, some sort of division of Rancho Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And I've heard something that keeps this eastern portion of the city of San Diego together somehow. You know, and so I can look at a map that includes both of those, but is there anything else that you would like me to try to do in those maps and come back to you at the next meeting with a report or an additional map?
Well, and also knowing that the next meeting is scheduled for December 14th, and so, you know, we would need to see those maps 10 days prior to that?
Seven days.
Prior to that, so whether we would get a consensus to release or have another special meeting in order to review and release, we're on a short time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not sure. I feel somewhat that we could create a new map and we'd still just be churning.
Yeah.
I think it's getting more confusing.
I'd rather try and trim down the ones we're looking at.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have until December 27th before we fall out of our safe harbor period.
But
so
it would still mean calling extra meetings.
Yeah. So.
But knowing that people's schedules get very difficult after the middle of December.
Right. Oh, boy.
Well, are there any non-starters? Are there any maps that you could just say are not, not worth going anywhere?
What about, I'd ask the ladies, you were looking for some of these tweaks that they were trying to do on the blue ones. Did they accomplish
that was my question. What did you think
about? Did we accomplish anything you were hoping to?
Well, my point, sorry, I'm losing my voice. My point was, I still squeak, is leaving these so large. And we know that the growth is there. That my concern with the blue maps are that we've just now created really large districts, and I'm looking at the little kind of green side of things, if that's going to be a challenge in the future. I mean, I know we're not supposed to deal with that now, but it really, that doesn't make that much sense to me, how large those
are. Well, and orange is very similar on the south.
Yeah, well, that's because we basically took
right,
orange.
But if that doesn't make sense, then one's not right, then...
So really, those don't make sense to me. I mean, I tend to lean towards the purple map, but...
I like the idea of that elementary district, like what you said, because most kids drive when they get to high school. You know, so the parents aren't as engaged in the day-to-day, and they know where the elementary district is.
Oh, you like having an elementary district so one of the boundary perfect.
Well, because that
boundaries as much as possible.
I think what Amy was saying is that that's what most people identify with, is their elementary district. But on the other hand,
which is closer to their city.
Yeah, closer to the city and all that. But on the other hand, we've had now discussion that that's not what, to the people that are here, mm-hmm. don't care for that. Any other comments?
I think what we did here is that there is interest in moving that northeast corner somehow into Area 2, and then seeing what that does to Area 3, and just looking at the purple map, and then if that does allow for the community, basically for the line to move north somehow, or...
For those small areas that were left out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That there's some interest in pulling some of the lines northward.
And move that north a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, move the what is that, 4 up a little bit.
5 up a little bit. Somehow, yeah. Either
5
way,
up,
the
sun...
I keep doing this. To lean over here. The essentially, the two southern districts somehow moving north to capture as much as Pacific Highlands Ranch and Carmel Valley as possible. I think that's what I've been hearing.
I think that's what I would, if we could
try something like that, and you know, the three of us can work together, and I can communicate with the board, and we can determine if another map option is out there that's viable, we'll figure out how to release that.
And no matter what, we'll come back with a report on what the population numbers would be.
Okay.
That'd be great.
This is just my personality coming through. I want to get rid of some of them.
I don't know.
Okay, so accept these and maybe tweak them and make a purple too, or whatever.
Right.
Or can we say we're done with orange and blues or something, if those aren't satisfying? That's what we were trying to do. That's just my... I want to feel like we made some decisions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what would be helpful for us is, like, if you said why, what exactly you didn't like about them. Like, I've heard, like, that District 4 or District 5 would be too large. That's helpful for us to know if we're going to be providing an accurate report at the next meeting.
Too large. I just were going to see that area that they were talking about. We're now going to go full speed and try to capture that area into 5.
And yeah, I have no problems with, as you said, like if Rancho Santa Fe gets, divided because it follows a road, as we said, Encinitas gets divided no matter what. If we can find a line that's just makes sense.
Right. So are there maps, Mrs. Rogesheim, or you want to push aside, or are you...
Well, I would say if the blue 1 and 2, those were created based on some comments from our last meeting, but if they really didn't do what we wanted to do, I would say then let's just pull them back out, because... And then orange was the same south. That's where we took the south from. So
right.
from my perspective, those don't do what we want.
Why did we... What was the...
I think it was based on some comments we'd gotten. So we were trying to do the compromise, have two bigger sections in the south to vote, and then the north we were keeping. So it was a compromise, but when I looked at it more carefully, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. I started having more concerns.
All right.
So I would be fine, and they can still be an option, but I think less emphasis on those.
I think the comment was that we ended up doing a sort of north-south split in the south because the Pacific Highlands Ranch area wanted to
together.
Be not split
horizontally,
so it ended up being part of Carmel Valley.
And I get that, and I get their concern, but I know Carmel Valley has the same concern. It's like every community has that concern, and I know they're a new one, but I think every community wants to be together, so I think adding too much emphasis on one over another, we need to really look at what makes sense for the populations that live there, keeping that even and making sense with our geographic lines.
Absolutely.
Great. All right. Any other questions or comments? The board? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe... The meeting.
My only question was, we had several people with comments on 10. Is there any tweaking to 10 that could be within anything you said? But it's got a lot of different.
I guess my concern about 10, I'll bring it right up here, is that would mean that two of our current trustees would not be able to run, and I don't want there to be any controversy about this process. So that would be my concern about going with TAM.
Okay, so is that something we want to...
I don't like which chopped up as it is. That's kind of, that's where I feel about that. It's kind of a weird... and the way Cardiff is right there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some interesting things about it, but I think it looks very... You know, somebody looking at it not knowing even that, they would say, how did they come up with these, the way that parts are divided up and put together? So I would be in favor of not going forward with that, in my opinion. Anybody else? I know there's been a lot of people that... There have been public comments that like it, so I don't know if we really eliminate it, but that would be my concern.
Well, I think we're trying to bring... the purple and the green map to include our comments. And is that what we're trying to do? Get tonight to get closer to bring those to listen to their comments and make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've done that. I hopefully can do it with the purple map. I just like the elementary districts. I just
so taking the purple map and making some tweaks is basically what we're talking about.
So we could include the comments we've heard and. I just like the way it's set up in the bottom, too. What do you think about Carmel Valley down there? Because you live down there.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, what do you think?
I think it makes sense. It does split Pacific Highlands Ranch, but that's kind of the growing part of the community, and that tends to blend into Rancho Santa Fe anyway, as the growth has gone that way.
Mm-hmm.
So really a lot of that does make sense if we could make some of those tweaks around kind of the Torrey Pines area was what we were looking at, that Gonzales Canyon area,
mm-hmm.
and adjust whether it's north or south of there. That would be my suggestion.
So, are there? Let me just get clarification.
Sure.
Then, particularly, if there are specific streets or subdivisions or neighborhoods,
let me pull up the purple map.
That we could take, as some guidance on how to tweak that.
Who's that?
Like specifically, where to cross the school district boundary.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep all of the mm-hmm. school district west, east of the freeway together down here,
mm-hmm.
but we've got to cross and go north.
Sure.
And so where, what would be some of the
Delmar Heights Road would make sense to me.
Yeah,
that makes
sense.
Or Gonzales Canyon if we could.
Yeah.
It would either have to, we need to use, at least go as far as Delmar Heights Road for some of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we could pop it beyond that one section that includes Over Park, Kibbings, Lansdale, all of that. Because that's the section that's not being included in that. And that's the part that seems strange that it's bumped up into the middle district. I mean, I could show you more easily than probably tell you, and I don't know if that's...
I think that'd be more helpful because where is? You didn't use Delmar Heights Road as the
didn't we ask about that and it wasn't feasible
because as you can see, there's a lot of population under Delmar Heights Road, but it's. Yeah, and so it's not going to be possible to get all of the area under Delmar Heights Road into this. It would just overpopulate this district too much.
What about shaving a little bit from the left to the right in the four? Is that...
this side?
Amy, where is that on the...
is
that Carmel Valley? Where is Carmel Valley?
Yeah.
That's the five.
This is the five.
Only on the west side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only on the east
side
of five.
Yeah, the west side is Delmar Heights.
Mm-hmm. See, I can see what they've done because this relates to the Delmar district versus Solana Beach district, so that's why it's wacky.
But we'll try something different.
Okay.
Try something different, hopefully better.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate this. Mm-hmm. You're taking the comments to the parents and the people that are and trying to make this all work.
I do. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments? All right.